Hi everyone!
Hello ladies!
Welcome back to the podcast! Welcome back to Surviving Girlhood.
We are on the move. This is a regular scheduled program now.
You know what I did suggest to Emily, which I think would be a fun idea? We do a walking podcast.
Yes.
So we podcast as we walk.
Yeah, I think that's a lovely idea.
Maybe when the weather's a bit better.
Yeah.
But ladies, it's 5 o'clock, well 10 to 5, and it's still light.
The sun is out in
it's
full
blue
forest.
Skies.
Yeah, it's glorious.
Beautiful.
Outside. I mean, it's a little bit on the nippy side. I did go for I had a catch-up with someone, and I did a walking catch-up.
Nice, I love them.
Bit breezy outside, yes. I must say so myself.
I didn't have lunch, so I walked to the garage.
Bloody hell! Oh, sorry, I thought you meant you skipped lunch. No, you just didn't have any with you. I thought you were saying I didn't have lunch.
Bloody hell! No, I went to Greg's to get a cheese toastie.
Nice.
And it was nippy.
Yeah.
I didn't take my scarf and I kind of regretted it. But it wasn't too bad as long as you weren't in the sun.
Yeah.
So, on that note, let's have our words.
Words of the week.
Would you like to kick it off?
Yes, sure. This week, I would like new dinner ideas. There we go.
Ooh.
Sorry, I was just picking up my notes. Yes, I'm constantly on rotation of the same meals at the minute. And I'm getting a little bit bored. I feel like this happens far too often. I'll add in a new dish, get obsessed with it, eat it too much, and then not have it for months.
Yeah.
So I'm constantly on a cycle of pasta, stir fry, chili, curry, couple other things in there in between, but yeah, I need some new dinner ideas. That is what I would like this week.
That would be nice.
And you?
I've got two wants this week. First thing is I want a bob.
Nice, really?
I'm kind of tempted to get a bob.
Okay, bob. She's okay, bob.
Or I also want some new trainers.
Because nice.
I got those
white new
Balance ones.
Oh, yes. What were your thoughts on them?
I've still got them, but they were £130, which I just think is a lot of money. But then me and Emily, I think I've told you about this, because then I was talking to my mum, and she was like, you also can't get a pair of trainers for about, unless it's 400, 100 quid. Like, it's kind of rare.
Yeah, but there's no point
doable,
in spending £130 if you're not going
to
wear them.
I do really like them. But my main purpose was I wanted some that I could wear to work also.
Yeah.
And they're a little bit too, I think, casual to wear to work.
Okay.
I think it's more so with a suit pant, with a baggy suit pant, they look cool. With an unbaggy suit pant, like a tighter fitting one, they look a bit like you've got your running trainers on.
Yeah. Bit too active wear for the office.
Potentially. I do really like them though, just for casual wear, but then it kind of fits the purpose.
Well, you could always get an alternative shoe for office wear.
Yeah, true. And I did actually see our friend Grace and someone I saw last week in some really cool New Balance with leopard print on. And when we went shopping, I saw them. So, I don't know, I might... They're £80, so I'd say 50.
Oh, that's not bad.
Yeah. So, I might go and try them on.
Yeah.
The only thing is, I don't love the silhouette of the shoe.
Oh, well, you need to try them on,
yeah. Mum was like, what do you mean silhouette? She was like, that's such an odd word to say. I was like, no, you know, the shape of the shoe.
Yeah.
The shape of the silhouette. But yeah, I'm just having a bit of a mare with my shoes at the moment.
Yeah.
That's all.
I kind of wish
I could go out in my socks every day all day.
Yeah.
Or my Birkies. But
yeah, I'm ready for some slip-ons to come in summer.
Yeah. That I love a slip-on.
Yeah.
Just so comfortable and casual.
Yeah.
But yeah, what are you obsessed with this week?
Okay, similar theme. I'm obsessed with, this is the dinner that I've become obsessed with recently that we've had like every week for the past 4 weeks, is a fake Nando's.
Yeah, you do like
so,
that.
So yeah, we're loving it at the minute. Now, I fear I'm going to get tired of it soon. But it is chicken cooked in Nando's sauce and Nando's seasoning with some chips that we also put peri peri salt on. And we have ciabatta bread and we make like chicken burgers in effect. With some corn on the cob on the side and some sweet sweet chili jam.
Wow.
And it's just unbelievable. I had it last night and it was the best tea. It's great. And it's a real variation at the minute, but I fear it's almost ran its course.
Really?
So I need some subs to come in and swap it out for a little bit.
Gosh, that's a scary thought.
I know.
I'm obsessed with Breaking Bad.
Ah, how far in are you now?
I'm only series two.
You've watched a whole series?
The first series wasn't big. It was about 10 episodes.
Ah.
I also was ill early this week.
Yeah.
So I watched about 5 episodes Binged that day. It,
yeah.
Yeah. It was really good though.
Nice.
It is really good. I've never watched Breaking Bad, so this is my first time around watching it, and it's a nice variation to what I usually watch.
Yeah.
You know, Friends, Vampire Diaries, Gossip Girl, like these things that I've watched before, but they're all like very teen drama. But this guy's cooking meth. Like, this is hardcore.
She's moving up in the world.
Yeah, like I'm 20. I'm watching a 20-year-old program. He's cooking meth.
He is cooking meth.
He's cooking. He's proper. And I love the fact, are we cooking tonight? Wow, yeah, you are. Like, cook. Get in the lab. did a little piss bump. Yeah, so get that lab, bitch. Yeah, so basically, Breaking Bad.
Nice. I mean, appreciate it.
Yeah.
It is a nice variation. I'm with you. I recommend this week a shared calendar. Now, I can't remember if I've said this before, but I will say it again if I have. We have a family calendar, and now this is nothing technical. It is just the Apple calendar with a setting that you can just click from personal to family. So it then gets put in everybody else's calendar. It is fantastic. I cannot recommend it enough. Because if we're out and about, or you know, somebody's away for a couple of nights or all this and all that, oh, I wonder where Mum is tonight. Check the family calendar. Oh, she's in London tonight.
Yeah.
I wonder where Neve is. Neve's at her boyfriend's tonight. It's a really great way to have to stop asking questions, because we really fell into the habit of asking questions all the time, and now we are at the point where we're too scared to ask. For example, my mum.
It's your mum, isn't it?
My mum's away very often, and she tells us where she is, and we all forget. Well, all, maybe not all. I always forget. So it's very handy to just check the calendar so I don't have to ask her again. There you go.
I'm really sorry, ladies, not pre-prepared. I might actually steal that and say my regular calendar.
Nice.
Because I have been using my regular calendar so much at the moment. Like, a lot. And it's scarcely a lot for a 20-year-old
who can't remember Apple calendar. Anything.
Yeah.
Nice.
I just cannot remember for the life of me what's going on.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, when someone's like, are you free that day? I'm like, from my memory, I am.
Yeah.
But you know what? I should double check.
Yeah.
Because so often I have double booked.
Yeah.
And it's embarrassing when you're like, oh, I'm really sorry. Well, it's not embarrassing. It's just you're annoyed at yourself because you're like, I'm really sorry. I can't go to that.
Yeah.
Someone mentioned it, you're like, oh, I'm away that weekend. And they're like, what do you mean? You're like, oh, yeah, sorry, I'm away.
Yeah.
Like, it's just times like that when you're like, I really wish I was organised.
Yeah.
Let me check my calendar. And you know what I think it is? Side thought. But it's starting work, my memory's got worse for my personal life. And I think it's because I'm too organised at work.
Wow, crazy theory you're floating out there.
I think all my organisational power originally went just into my personal life and college life. And then I was not working for 3 months. So all my organisation went into Emily organising talks on the podcast. And now they've gone into work. So yeah. I cannot be organised for crap.
You know what? I think that's a very valid point.
Thank you.
The organisational, like my calendar at work is organised.
I know exactly what I'm doing next week every day. Like I could tell you.
For a small amount of time, it was colour coded, but then I didn't keep up with the colour code, so I gave up on that one. But yeah, I don't know what's going on with my life unless I check my calendar.
Mm.
Wow.
I don't know if I've got yoga booked some Fridays.
No, neither. I have to check. I tried that yesterday. I said, yeah, we booked on for yoga. You said you are, but I'm not going. And I was like, oh, I'm glad you know what's going on.
I need a reminder to book on for yoga most weeks, because otherwise it's got it's
same time every single week and we still forget it.
Yeah. I know. Yeah.
Wow. I feel like that was quite revolutionary.
Yeah, I do think all my organisation is gone.
Yeah.
Anywho's up.
I haven't really got a dumb moment this week. I feel like I've been lacking on the dumb moments. My life has not been very exciting. It's felt very February. It's flown by very quickly. Not much has happened.
Yeah.
Can't really give much more than that.
No. I would actually be with you there. I'm thinking pretty perfect this week.
Yeah.
Just
slaying the game. Done?
No, I'm okay.
No, it's all right. We can skip on the dumb moments. That's quite quite an impressive week from us, both of us skipping our dumb moments.
I normally have quite a few.
Yeah.
I think it's normally with dumb moments, they come in peaks and troughs.
Yeah.
You have loads in a week, and then you don't have any.
Yeah.
You just have a dumb week. Stuff like that.
Very true.
Isn't it? Yeah. Song of the week.
My song this week is, so we are going to see Sam Fender. So I've been
listening
to
some
Sam Fender
with Olivia
Dean.
Yeah, I nearly said Rodriguez.
Did you forget that we were seeing Sam Fender partially there? Just going to Olivia Dean for a minute.
I'm mainly going for Olivia Dean.
Yeah, and it's Sam Fender, one of his new songs on his new album. It's called Chin Up. Would recommend. It's quite a sweet little acoustic guitar kind of song, quite nice.
Nice. I'm going to see Scatman for Girls tomorrow.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So my song of the week is the Airplane song by Scatman for Girls. Oh. Get yourself on an airplane, cause it's been far long since you went away. Get yourself on an airplane. You're gonna get the gist, yeah.
Yeah, I got it. I don't know it, but I like the vibe.
Yeah, okay. It's very Michael Pop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely, how exciting. So you're going tomorrow.
Yeah, I'm going to the Manchester Cathedral, guys.
Wow.
So it's my Christmas present for my mum and dad.
How lovely.
Yep, the three of us are going together.
That'll be very enjoyable. Very enjoy. Can't wait to hear all about it.
Oh, yeah. At yoga, I'll be telling you all about it. I'm really excited.
Yeah.
I was saying to somebody before, I don't know much of the new album.
Yeah. And sometimes that can really catch you out.
Yeah.
Depends on what vibe they go with.
My mum and dad also don't know it. They listen to it even less than I have.
Have you thought to Google the set list?
No, but I might do.
Yeah, I'm guessing they're on tour. It's not a one-off show.
Yeah.
Unsure. Let's hope they're on tour and they've got a set list. That would be ideal.
But then I also quite like, I enjoy not knowing the next song.
Fair enough.
That's a lie, actually. Yeah. I don't.
And also, you won't remember.
No,
you'll look at the set list, just confirm if you know a few. Yeah. And then forget.
True. You know what I am? Do enjoy when me and Emily, the both two times we've been to Mahalia. Well, no, the most recent time we went to Mahalia about a year and a bit ago. Do you remember someone we knew had been earlier and posted her set list randomly?
Yes,
and we saw her set list, and for some reason, I remember remembering it because I was like, oh my god, this one's next, and then it would come on.
And that was quite impressive.
That was
really,
really
well
weird.
That concert as well, because we knew a lot more of the new songs, and she did sing quite a few.
Well, I think we're actually big fans of her.
Yeah, we are.
I've not listened to her in a while, but I do really enjoy her music.
Yeah.
So I think when a new album came out, we both listened to it a lot.
Yeah.
To the fact that then when we went to the concert, we knew her old stuff and we knew her new stuff.
Yeah, we'd done our learning.
Yeah, so
we'd done our research.
We'd done our revision, yeah.
Revision, yeah.
So she could see it in the song and we'd be able to sing it back to her.
Yeah.
Yeah. And we also met her bandmates outside.
Yes, we did. I forgot about that.
That was a bit scary.
Yeah.
Like, we actually have a podcast.
Yeah. Self-promotion is key, guys.
Yeah, literally.
Okay.
Yes. So, Emily, do you want to tell us about our topic for the day?
Sure. So,
sure.
Today is the 27th of February.
Really?
For all you listeners out there. On the 8th of March, it is International Women's Day. Comes around every year, guys. Comes around every year. So we thought we would talk about our favourite things as... Wait, how do we word this? Our favourite things as being a woman.
Yeah, things we do, qualities other women have, maybe. Anything about being a woman that we enjoy.
Yes, exactly. Shall I kick it off?
Sure.
Brunch.
Oh! I love going out for breakfast!
I love brunch. Whether that be bottomless or just the food.
I just
eat it at that middle point of the day. Wow.
Ladies who brunch and lunch.
It is a fantastic quality.
Incredible.
And I really, really wish that more men did it because they just don't understand how good brunch is.
After yoga, me and Emily will often go get breakfast.
Frequently, yeah.
And we'll probably go get breakfast in a couple of days' time.
Yeah, and it's 5:30, 1 p.m. It's lovely.
It's lunch.
Yeah.
We sit, have a natter.
Yeah,
Have a nice breakfast.
Yeah.
It's what more could you want with your
really life-changing.
Yeah.
And ladies who brunch, keep it up.
Ladies who brunch, live longer.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because, for real.
Don't know the facts behind that, but I'm backing it.
Yeah. I love... I don't know if this is... Oh, have it prepared again. Do you want
to? Would you like me to throw everyone out there? Being able to say the word slay. I feel like it's ingrained in a lot of women's vocabulary. Now, if a man says slay, just doesn't happen, really. Men saying slay. But the fact that it has just become ingrained in everyday language, slay.
God, that slays.
It is absolutely fantastic. Yeah.
I love the fact that you can have a conversation with any woman at any age about anything, and you will both feel the same age.
Yes, that's quite a nice one.
You know, say it like hair, for example.
Yeah.
If I'm in the toilet and the woman's like, I really love your hair. And I'm like, oh, thank you. I don't really like it at the moment.
Yeah.
They will honestly tell you what they think of it.
Yes.
Yesterday I got complimented twice on my jumper.
Wow. Yeah. What was your jumper?
I had that pink and orange cardigan on.
Nice.
I was in the petrol station. A woman came up to me and told me how nice it was. Wow. I was in Nando's. And the waitress asked me how much to ask me where it was from.
Again, women give compliments to other women.
And a compliment from a woman, I'm sorry, man, means a lot more than from a man.
Yeah. Because you're not getting out of your way and saying something if you don't mean it.
Yeah.
And that waitress would have said nothing if she didn't think anything about your cardigan.
Exactly.
But she went out of her way just to tell you she likes your cardigan.
She likes my cardigan. Really sweet. Made me cry almost. Not quite, but
And then just also jumping on one you kind of briefly just touched on. Women's bathrooms.
Yeah.
The opportunities that occur in a women's bathroom is unbelievable. You can fix your hair, you can redo your entire makeup, you can have a photo shoot, you can have a conversation with a woman you've never met, you can make friends, you can add people on Instagram,
you can have a therapy session.
You can cry, you can laugh. You honestly,
no judgment.
TikToks can be made. It is honestly a real vortex.
Life-changing place. You lose track of time in that place. And it is like, you will meet someone in the girls' bathroom, within 2 minutes they are telling you their life story about the boy who they're on a date with who cheated on them 2 years ago.
Yes,
that they're back together.
Exactly.
Like, they will literally tell you every single thing about their life.
Yeah.
And then they'll be like, okay, see ya.
Girls' bathroom women are the biggest hype men ever.
Yeah.
You could go in crying and come in thinking, ah, fuck all men. Like, it's just unbelievable. What a place.
Really good. Really lovely. I enjoy the fact that in I think this isn't really a male thing. Well, I guess it is. It's a clothing thing, so I guess it is. But how, as the sun, like, I feel like I've noticed it at work, and maybe you have, as the sun starts to come out now and spring is starting to springing, whatever. Women are wearing more colour.
Yeah.
Like, you see a woman in the orange jumper.
Yes.
She'd normally wear black.
Yes, I saw a woman in orange jumper today and I thought, wow, what a pop of colour.
That's what I mean. People are starting to bring more colour into their wardrobes now that spring is here.
Yeah.
Because they think, oh, the sun's out, I can get my colour back out.
Yeah.
Winter's dark, everyone's wearing dark colours.
Yeah. Lovely. Yeah. Getting ready together.
Oh, incredible. Yeah.
Again, same vibe as a girl's bathroom. It is literally just a whole piece of time that is required to enjoy the night out. You need to do that to ensure you're having a good night out. Getting ready on your own sometimes can be enjoyable, but...
Yeah, I think getting ready on your own makes sense if you're in a rush.
Yes.
Or if you're not going to be getting ready at your house and you want the clothing option.
Yes, very
but
true.
But then even so, if you're at a friend's house, I can just borrow your clothes.
Yeah, you do need 3 hours, I would say, if you're going to get ready to outfits, drinks, foods, conversation, makeup.
We need 3 hours because we don't start getting ready until the last hour.
Yeah, like, very true.
We're really late.
Yeah.
Because we will drink, eat, natter, and then be like, oh, we've got a 40-minute start train. We should probably go get ready now. Like, that's normally what we do.
Yeah.
It's something about getting ready as girls together. Because I remember once Emily's boyfriend came in to drop something off, and we were all getting ready. And he was just kind of sat with us for a couple minutes and was like, why do you do this?
Yeah.
Like, I don't understand why this is enjoyable for you all.
Yeah.
You're just all talking.
Yeah.
Like, exactly, we're talking.
That's the whole point. It's like, if I need an opinion on
we're connecting.
Outfit. Yeah.
We're connecting, we're talking. Something I love about being a woman is a talker.
Yeah.
I love being a woman to talk.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what it is. I just feel like women are quite a lot more chatty than men are. Obviously it depends on the woman and the guy, but like I don't know, like I feel like friends, maybe it's just friends, Yeah. I feel like with friends, I can sit and yap for hours about nothing.
Yeah.
And there's not much quite enjoyable as that.
Yeah. Another one, a full shower.
Yeah.
I don't think that men have ever experienced that. When you, you know, exfoliate, you deep condition, you double shampoo, you,
you shave.
Face mask, you shave. It's a whole debacle. Yeah.
You wash your face.
Yeah. And you just come out a new woman.
Yeah. You come back literally fresh. And then you pop some fake tan on and go to bed.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Perfect.
Gardening?
I like doing my hair.
Nice!
Yeah. I think doing your hair is quite a nice thing, you know. Straightening my hair, curling my hair.
Yeah, I feel like men are starting to... men with longer hair are
starting... They're delving in. Yeah. They're dipping their toes into the styling game.
And Harry has slightly longer hair. I don't even know what we'd describe his haircut now. He's got those, like, whooshy curtains, I guess. And he can spend a good half an hour doing his hair, and he enjoys every second of it.
Oh, that's really lovely. Yeah,
well, I'm making kind of an assumption here. If I'm wrong, sorry,
Harry.
You may
hate it, yeah.
But, you know, I think it is quite an enjoyable process. Except when a slick back doesn't work.
Yeah.
That is aggravating beyond belief.
But then sometimes you just have to breathe, brush it, and start again.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's the worst part is when you put too much product in.
Yeah.
And then you've kind of just got crap on your hands and you've got crap in your hair and you feel like crying. Yeah. That's the worst part.
Yeah. But once you get over that bridge.
Once you get past that, you're fine. No, you're okay.
New hobbies. I think women are much more likely to go and try something a bit random. Like, you know, like a new class, like a reformer Pilates,
for Zumba.
Example. Or a Zumba. We always try and venture out a little bit with that kind of thing.
Yeah.
But also something like pottery painting.
Yeah.
We would happily go and do that on a weekend.
Yeah, we would.
I think that is quite enjoyable.
Yeah, you know what I think is quite nice about being a woman? Fun phone cases.
Yes.
Often women will have fun phones. Like right now, I have my regular clear green phone case and I have these like... one of those wall sticker things on it.
Octobuddy, I believe they are called.
Yes, that's it, an Octobuddy. But it's white and it does kind of look like a pill packet, I've realised, on the back of my phone.
Oh, a little bit, yeah, actually.
But I'm also going to get a phone charm. I want to try and find a nice one.
Yeah, Neve's got a new phone charm.
Oh,
it is really nice. Yeah, I've got a floral phone case on the minute. It is black and white, but
that's what I mean, fun phone case. Yeah. Like, I remember I used to have a really fun one that you girls got me for my birthday, and then I got a new phone. That was a really fun phone case.
Very true.
Like, something like that. It was just a fun phone case that you're like, wow.
Yeah.
Like, imagine giving your boyfriend your phone, and he's like, why is this, like, on your phone? Why have you got... a string of beads on your phone. Yeah. Why not? Why not? It looks really nice.
Very true.
Looks nice. If it falls, I can grab it. What's not to love?
Yeah. Bit more of a serious one. I like that our car insurance is cheaper.
The what?
Car insurance is cheaper for women.
Oh, yes.
That's a real perk.
I enjoy getting the occasional free drink on a night out.
Well, yeah, me too. And, you know, like, when you're on holiday, like, when we were in Malia, we did not have to pay entrance to get into absolutely anywhere.
Didn't even realise you did, yeah.
But apparently you do, but we just... It's very true.
Yeah, it's a good one. I just love being a woman.
Yeah, it feels like that TikTok where it's like, oh, how I love being a woman. I feel like women tend to go to more concerts than men.
Yeah.
Festivals aside... concerts, I feel like women tend to go to more.
Yeah. I feel like men only go to concerts when they really enjoy someone.
Yeah.
I do think it depends on the guy then.
Yeah.
Because some guys will go to a lot of concerts because they enjoy live music.
Yeah.
But I feel like when they go to a lot of concerts, it's niche concerts.
Yeah.
It's not like your Sam Fender, Olivia Dean, Harry Styles. It's like niche.
Yeah. It's like that random band that they've liked since they were 12.
Yeah.
Very true. But I do appreciate that concert. And I feel like you can just, like, if, like, Hannah actually was just like, do you want to just go to this concert? I'm like,
yeah.
It's quite nice, yeah.
Why not?
Absolutely. Yeah. I feel like women also are more like likely to go and do that with your friends without feeling like it's embarrassing. Like, you can do things with your friend and find it funny more often. I quite appreciate that.
Do men not think that?
Well, I feel like it's sometimes... Why is there a cone in the road? I feel like sometimes men won't do fun or like wholesome things because it's cringe.
Oh.
Like, men wouldn't go and decide to go and do pottery painting, would they? But secretly, they'd absolutely love to do it.
Yeah, like Harry would go with you, but he probably wouldn't go with his friends.
I feel like men should adopt that behaviour a little bit more.
Yeah.
Just do the things you enjoy. Don't get cringed out.
Yeah, just go by yourself if you want. Yeah. No one cares.
The variation, kind of similar to before, but more specifically for gym classes, the variation in gym classes available is quite astonishing. People invent new things all the time. Like, have you seen those people doing, like, trampoline things?
Yeah.
Like a mini trampoline.
Yeah.
I think that's quite fun.
Yeah. I also was just thinking, holiday clothes.
Yeah, good
Men
one.
Men don't really have holiday clothes. They just have clothes. They just have shorts and t-shirts. But women have... I have a holiday clothes drawer.
Yeah.
It's bikinis, it's colourful tops, it's stuff like that. Yes, I can wear it in England, like I would wear it in England. But equally, kind of funner to wear on holiday.
Yeah, that is my holiday wardrobe. Yeah. If you're wearing it in England, it's because you're feeling a bit crazy.
Yeah.
I'm
wearing the top with jeans, I'm not wearing the matching set.
Yeah, exactly. Very true. Same with, like, jewellery. Like, I love that you can just accessorise. Now, I know some men do. But I feel like women's jewellery can be really creative.
I love just wearing multiple earrings or like a cool necklace and some rings. Like, if I've got a boring outfit, I'll just spice it up with a bit of jewellery and we'll be fine. But
like,
men have just got a black t-shirt on and blue jeans.
Yeah.
This has been interesting.
Yeah, that was kind of fun. I feel like we could probably go on forever a little bit about that. But International Women's Day on Saturday, guys.
Happy International Women's Day.
Yeah.
Happy International Women's Day to the men as well.
Yeah. It's
a big day for all of us. Yeah. It's a big day for all.
Yeah.
Well, thank you very much for listening, all.
Yeah.
Hope you have a lovely day. And we'll catch you later.
See you later, guys.
Bye.